This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Fears in this life can attack us from all sides. How do we handle it when a loved one tells us he has just a short time to live? Or when a child tells us he no longer believes in God? Well, these situations can create legitimate apprehension. However, we can live a life filled with joy and happiness in spite of them. So stay with us today and learn how we can live free of fear.
We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fear fills our soul. What can we do about it? It does some terrible things to our families. It does some terrible things to us as people, individuals. In our text today, Jesus tells us that if we will cast those cares on Him, our fears can disappear. Shall we unite our hearts in prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can look beyond simply the drugstore to try to find how to rid ourselves of these fears. We listen to your word. You tell us what to do, and you stand with us to make it possible for us to live a comfortable life, a life that is filled with joy and happiness, a life, O God, that knows we have a Savior that walks right by us until He comes to get us on that resurrection morn. All this we pray in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. Our text today is recorded in the 8th chapter of John's Gospel. It begins with verse 31. And I would urge you to open your Bibles and listen to it. Here is what is said. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." That's the important part. "And the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants. If you are ready to kill me because you have no room for my word, I am telling you what I have written and what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you do what you have heard from your father." "Abraham was our father," they said. "If you were Abraham's children," said Jesus, "then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does." "We are not illegitimate children," they said. "Only through the Father can we know God himself." Heavenly Father, these are thy words. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. Friends in Christ, it is difficult for us to know what it would be like to live in captivity. When we see some of the television programs of how people are enslaved to their leaders in certain parts of this world, we give thanks and sing louder than ever that we live in the land of the free. Sometimes, however, I think that we who are Americans and are blessed with this freedom push it a bit too far, and our lives have to be controlled a bit by the laws that we have placed there as a people. But did it ever occur to you that we can consider ourselves to be free and live in bondage? Let me ask you that question. Did it ever occur to you that you can live in the United States and for all practical purposes be free and yet be in bondage? What did Jesus mean when he said in verses 31 and 32, "To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" In other words, he is telling us today that if we will live in his word, now not just casually read it a chapter a day, whatever it may be, and that's very good, I'm not belittling it, but I'm saying if you live in that word, if you interpret life in the light of that word, you're going to know the truth, and that truth is going to set you free. Now, the Jews of old said, well, we are the descendants of Abraham. And that's fine. They were the descendants of Abraham. They were the Jewish people. They were the chosen race. And in that sense of the word, they had a freedom within their own being they thought was forever. Abraham was their father. We can interpret that in the same way by saying, we are the children of George Washington. We are the children of Abraham Lincoln. And it is very, very possible that you and I can have that that lineage and be blessed by it, but at the same time really be held in captivity. God has made us his children, and he always wants us to be free. And that's what he has said to us in the text that is ours today. Well, let's take it just a little bit further and see if we can find out what the Word of God is trying to say to us today. What are some of our fears? Well, I think the fear of most people is death. They say, no, I'm not afraid to die. And many are not, because they know Christ. But others have no reason to say that, but boast that they're just going to be free because they're going to stop breathing. In other words, there is no life after death. I live out my 70 years, and then I die, and that's the end. That is not what the Bible says. The Bible says that you and I are eternal beings, and we're going to live forever. So that matter of fear in connection with death is very, very common. I have stood at many a bedside and heard people say, shout it out, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Yes, you are going to die. I am going to die. Now, what then does our Lord say? If you abide in my word will set you free. Don't worry. You're going to be in good hands. When is it going to happen, this death? What is it going to be like? What about the pain? What about the separation? Here is that word that Jesus said, if you abide in my word, remember what he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. What else did he say? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Let's get a little bit more practical. I don't want to die. I don't like the idea of pain. I have two little girls, a young mother told me. And now I'm told that I have a very short time to live. I'm afraid. I'm afraid. My text says today, if you'll abide in my word, and you have the promises, you need not fear. How can that be? Well, we don't want to die. I don't want to die right away. Still feel pretty good. Like to live on a little bit longer. Other things planned, if possible. That's what the young lady said about her children. I stood there by the bedside. Here were two little toddlers that were running around in the bedroom. She said, I bore those children. They are mine. There is no one in all this world who can give them the care that I can. I carry them in my body. They are a part of me. How can you say that I can be freed up from the fear of wondering what will happen to them when I no longer are here? If you abide in his word, what are you going to do? You're going to turn it all over to the Lord Jesus. Jesus, I bore them. I raised them for a short period of time that I was here. I would love to go on raising them. But for some reason unknown to me, you are going to take me to you. And you, Lord Jesus, will take care of my little girls. That's the prayer. And while I am here in these waiting days, and the pain is exceptional, emotionally I am hurting, what will you do, Jesus? What will you do? And what is it that he says? I am with you. I am with you always. I will stand there with you when you draw that final breath. And then I will receive you into my heaven. And the fear will vanish. I saw that happen. I have followed those girls. They have been well cared for. Jesus did not miss the promise. And that mother had the right, if she abides in his word, to leave it all with him, and it will all be well. Let's try another one. Let's try the fear of children departing from the faith. Here is a person who has a child, and you raise him to do what is right according to the Word of God. In your home, you teach him the Word of God. You bring him to the church and to the Sunday school, and he has a way to follow the Savior, because it has been given to him by none other than you. You planted the seed in his soul. You shared it with him when he was a little child. And now he is moving away. He doesn't go to church anymore. One day, he mentioned that he didn't know whether he believed anything or not. That it was all right for his father and his mother's generation because they had not come so far in academia. But at the same time, he was not really going to be dishonest and say, I am a believer. There are too many of those in the church, and I don't want to be one of them. And then that mother and father, one night when we were sitting there enjoying a cup of coffee, said, we don't know what to do with our son. We just plead with him to come to church, even if it's on Easter and Christmas, and that's all. But he gives no sign of faith. What do you do? I have to go back to our text today. If you abide in God's word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The son has grown up. The son is back in church. The son has come to see that God will forgive him for his hostility towards God's word. The son has seen that he will give him strength to overcome those foreign thoughts that he had that he shouldn't have had. That son becomes a blessing to his aged old parents. It does not mean that there are not some hurts there. It does not mean that they have done everything right, and they were the great and glorious parents. But they did something right. They planted a seed. And they will remember that song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And when you sang that to your little son, when he was but a babe, the seed was going deeper and deeper into the heart. Today, that son, 50 years old, is a confessing Christian in another denomination, to be sure. That matters not. He is one who carries the gospel of Jesus Christ in its own way to the people with whom he lives. You see, the parent didn't have to worry, didn't have to fear. God has said it could work this way. But now it is necessary that you, when he was a little child, brought him the Word of God. And I would say to you, young fathers and mothers, plant that seed in their hearts. Then leave it to God, realizing that if we abide in His Word, we are going to know the truth, and that truth will set us free. He was free, you can be free. But, the mother says, there's one thing that we haven't really been honest about. When he was little, we did not really teach him the Word of God. We didn't come to Sunday school. We didn't go to church. Profanity was common in our home. Until my husband and I met Jesus, or he met us. He changed our lives. But our sons had gone out of the home. It was too late. Well, you know what you got a right to do? If you abide in His Word, you will know that there is such a thing as the forgiveness of sin. And if you will come with that confession to your Heavenly Father, He will forgive you. And He will also see to it that somebody else at the proper time took care of your son. Your son is a child of God too. These are all true cases, friend, that I have seen, and many, many more I could give you. But this is true. If you abide in His Word, though it looks ever so bleak, and though it seems like it's never going to happen, put it in the eyes and in the hands of God and leave it there. For Jesus Christ is not helpless, and He can break down that will. And it's promised that if we would abide in that Word, all would be well. There is a fear that comes around death. There is a fear when it comes around the son or a daughter leaving the Christ and the church and all that goes with it. But let it not drive you to terrible fears. For if you have been in that Word, given it to Him, or confessed in one way or another that this Jesus is really true, God has said, I will go with you. And that's our message for today. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will comfort you, I will be with you. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are a mighty God. And we pray that as you have spoken so directly to us this day, we may know that what has been promised to us from you, that all will go well if we will but cast our cares on that word and really believe it. Lord Jesus, may that be the triumphant message, we ask it in your holy name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has filled you with hope in knowing that all is well when we put our cares in the hands of Jesus. As a nonprofit ministry, we depend upon your financial support to buy airtime on stations throughout the country. We thank you for your diligent prayers and generous gifts. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo-Cedar Falls, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders since 1961. Christian Crusaders is now in its 77th year of broadcasting biblical truth.